he found here was not the same. He listened to Al singing on the country radio. Tex and Slim and Buddy were their names. He decided then and there that he must have a go. To be a country singer was his aim. To agents and promoters and other folk he went. He tried to do the very best he could. But they all told him, "Mac, my boy, we're sorry we can't help. But as a singer, you're no good." Though mighty disappointed, he never would give up the urge to play the music of his choice. Said he, as he practiced his favorite country songs, "I'll play my bagpipes, I won't use my voice." One rainy afternoon, he was sitting in his room, playing on the pipes he loved so well. A man in dark glasses, with a contract in his hand, rushed in and said, "I've something good to tell. Sign him a boy and I will make a mighty star of you. Give something new for all the world to see. We'll change the tunes you always play on your old bagpipes, for a country pipe is what you're gonna be." That very night at the town hall show, the people were amazed as Angus Mac came out there in his kilt. He played the song they knew and loved and had heard for many years. This time they had a special Scottish lilt. Overnight he was a star, his fame spread through the land. His kind of music cast a magic spell. His name will live forever in the Country Hall of Fame, the country piper we all love so well.
That was the Scottish Australian one. That was Reds Lindsay, one time star of country western here in Australia. Well, I think he does a wee bit now and again, yes. Right, it's still raining outside. No, it's dried up a wee bit, it's dried up a wee bit. So, how about we have a bit of a dance music from Craig McCallum? What are we going to have? How about, let's see, the Canadian Band Dance, followed by whatever. Here we go with Craig McCallum. Thank you.
Time you're in Berry, call into the Grapefruit Cafe for wonderful freshly prepared gourmet food. Enjoy breakfasts, lunches and snacks in the private leafy courtyard with great tea, coffee and juices of your choice, all served by courteous and friendly staff. Yes, the Grapefruit Cafe with the 100-year-old grapefruit tree. It's right next door to the Berry Post Office, open 7 days, and before leaving check out the large range of unusual gifts through the archway in Neem Organics. You'll be delighted by the experience.
Yes, you will be delighted at the experience. This wonderful cafe, the Grapefruit, down there at Berry, right next door to the post office. Yep. And if you go in there, just tell them that Jock sent you. Ask for the Jock special and see what happens. I want to see how many times you bounce outside the front door. Nah, only kidding. It's a wonderful place. Right, what have we got lined up? What have we got lined up? Let's try pressing this button here.
This is no a sang of love, and it's no a sang of money. Faith, it's nothing very pitiful and nothing very funny. But there's Highland Scots, there's Lowland Scots, there's butterscotch and honey. If there's nae no them at all, then there's a mixture o' the three. And there's nae a word of beef, bros, sowin', sotty bannocks, none of pancakes, pace eggs for them with dainty stomachs. But it's all about the meal and ale that happened at Balmonnock's, at McGinty's meal and ale, war the piggy down the spree. Nowhere. Howling in the kitchen like a caravan of dinkies. Some were playing ping-pong, tiddly-widdly-winkies. Up the hall and in the hall, you never saw such jinks as McGinty's meal and ale, or the pig you'd on the screen. New McGinty's pig had broken loose in one up to the lobby, where he opened shut the pantry door and came upon the toady. And he took kindly to the stuff like only human body. At McGinty's meal and ale, or the pig you'd on the spree. Miss McGinty, she ran Ben the house, the way was dark and crooked. She gied Heelster Gowdy o'er the pig for it, she never looked. And she let out a skirl it would have paralysed or took it. At McGinty's meal and ale, wore the pig gied on the spree. They were howling in the kitchen like a caravan of dinkies. Some were playing ping-pong, tiddly-widdly-winkies. Up the hall and in the hall, you never saw such inkies as McGinty's healing ale and the pig went on the spree. Johnny Murphy, he ran after her an hour, the pig was leaping, when he tramped on an ashit that was sitting through or dreeping. And he fell down and peeled his croon, he couldn't hod for greeting, at McGinty's meal and ale, wore the pig he'd on the spree. And the pantry shelf came rickling down, and he was lying kernan among soft soap, peas, meal, corn, flour, and yearning like a gollock among treacle. But McGinty's wife was girning at the sauce upon her pantry flare, and wouldn't let him be. Now they were howling in the kitchen like a caravan of dinkies. Some were playing ping pong, tiddly-willy-winkies. Up the hall and in the hall, you never saw such inkies as McGinty's meal and ale, wore the pig was on the spree. Sign they ran skirling to the door, but fun that it was tugget, for I had held the feaster eye, then barely rugging tugget. Till McGinty rode to bring an axe, he wouldn't be humbugget, neither lock it in his ain hoose, and that he let them see. Say the wife came trailing away an axe and through the barber's hacket, and open flew the door at ye and say ticht they all were packet. And all the crew came rummeling out like tatties frae a bucket, at McGinty's meal and ale wore the pig he'd on the spree. They were howling in the kitchen like a caravan of dinkies. Some were playing ping-pong, tiddly-willy-winkies. Up the hall and in the hall, you never saw such inkies as McGinty's eel and ale, or the pig you'd on the spree. They had spurtles, they had tatty chappers, faith they were nae joking. Swore they'd gar the pig claw where he was never yoking. But by this time the lad was few and didn't care a doking. McGinty's meal and ale wore the pig he'd on the spree. Oh, there's gilly pigs and pigs for hodden butter, aye, but this pig was greeting few and rowing in the gutter. Till McGinty and his foreman trailed him out upon a shutter, frae McGinty's meal and ale wore the pig he'd on the spree. They were howling in the kitchen like a caravan of dinkies. Some were playing ping-pong, tiddly-willy-winkies. Up the hall and in the hall, you never saw such inkies as McGinty's meal and ale, wore the pig we'd on the spree. Miss McGinty took the thing to heart and hid it in her closet. They rub it Johnny Murphy's head with turpentine and roset. Sign the Harleton way, the meal and ale, ye really would suppose it. He had sleep it in a mason's trough and risen to the spree. Oh, weary on the barley bree, and weary fae the weather, for it's keacherin' among doves and drink, they gang the wheel together. But there's little doubt McGinty's pig is wishing for another. Oh, McGinty's meal and ale wore the pig he'd on the spree. Oh, they were howling in the kitchen like a caravan of dinkies. Some were playing ping-pong, tiddly-willy-winkies. Up the hall and in the hall, you never saw such inkies as McGinty's meal and ale, or the pig we'd on the spree. They were howling in the kitchen like a caravan of dinkies. Some were playing ping-pong, tiddly-willy-winkies. Up the hall and in the hall, you never saw such inkies as McGinty's meal and ale, or the pig we'd on the spree.
Saved our rest. machine with a fire, real needle and her thread. She's so busy with her thimble that seldom she speaks, 'cause she's patching a hole in wee Bobby's breek. And as she sits sewing, she gives a bit smile, fits this in his pooches, she says in a while. Then says I, laugh on the first floor, out on the table comes wee Bobby's store. There's a punk of a string, a plunker and a glassy, in a twa bulls and he do a brassy. There was a wee tote of putty, a sooker and a sling. There was a knife without blades, and a buckle mere string. There was a wee bit slate pencil and, ach, the sly loon. There was a crust to a piece that'd been hard to gin do. So we put some all back and I said to his mother, put treasure to one is trash to another. And for all the possessions your millionaire seeks, it's the same as the trash and we, Bobby's Brick.
To Mollymook, the People's Radio, Triple UFM.
Well, that beautiful voice was that of Elaine Andrews. To me, I've been playing that techno for years, and I still maintain it's the best version of Amazing Grace. She's a wonderful singer. She won lots and lots of prizes in the open. Well, actually, I'm going back a long time. I'm going back about 20 years when I think that's when that one was cut. And all her profits went to charities, especially for the kidney machines. Her son, young son at the time, was he was on one of those machines most of his young life. So she put all her profits into buying machines for young kids. Great, huh? What a wonderful story. What else have we got? Oh, yeah, you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM, down here in the South Narrow, 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. And if you can't get those, try 44-22-1700. 44-22-1700. The host with the most on the coast. Let's listen to Ali Bain. Thank you. On yourself, son. That was great, was it? No. Yes, that is Scottish music. Well, it used to be Scottish music, it's now Cajun. Yes, as I don't know if you know, but the Cajun music is made up of Scottish, Irish, Gaelic, English, Indian, you name it, it's made up of the whole lot. And instead of going, say, 8 beats to the bar, it does 12 beats to the bar. That last track was by Queen Ida and Zydeco Band. And before that we had, who did we have? Martin O'Connor, Ali Bain, Phil Cunningham, Violet and Wee Willie Johnson. And they played Humours of Tulla, Fox Hunter's Reel and St. Andrew's Reel. But that last one there, the Bonjour Zydeco Band, was Bonjour Trieste. Great, huh? Who's worrying about dance music? We've got it all here. You're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio UFM on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, 99.7 South. Oh, and by the way, you can always get it on the internet as well. We have about 7 weeks of it there at the moment. No, the seventh week comes out tomorrow. So all you do is just click on to Electric Scotland. You got that? Electric Scotland. I haven't got the full address here, but click on to Electric Scotland and it'll take you into a world, a wonderful world of Scottish and Celtic folklore and music, everything. And you scroll down till you come to Community Radio Music from Australia. Yeah. DJ Jock Dundee. That's a me, yes. Right, okay, how about some more? Right, we're changing the tempo. This fella, he died young. Well, he was a bit of a a lair. And he used to write all his own stuff. Yep. Some of it was absolutely filthy, but they still listened to it. He was sort of in the Billy Connolly vein, only this guy told just jokes, and he hasn't got a singing voice, but he tries. So we'll play you three tracks, and you got to listen to them, they're very funny. The first one is called Silver Screw. It's about a wee boy who has got a belly button. The Prime Minister, that's short and sweet. And the big Glasgow police, or the big Glasgow policeman. So here he is. It's from a CD called The Twa-Headed Man, and I'm referring to Matt McGinn.
Actually, I must tell you, see, there was this poor wee boy who had the tragic misfortune of being born right outside Glasgow altogether. And as if that wasn't bad enough, he was born without an umbilical cord. So the doctor immediately turned to the woman and says, that boy hasn't got a belly button, you know. You know the doctor's talk, you know. She says, I don't believe you. He says, have a look. And she's looking right enough, I hadn't a belly button, you know. So she says, what a day, what a day. The doctor says, well, you know, in my opinion, you should have that child put down. Oh, she says, no, because she had originally come from Glasgow. And as you know, in Glasgow, they don't really have their children put down, you know, on a Tuesday, you know. She says, no, I'll protect them. And sure enough, you know, she wrapped them up in the finest of linen, put a dolls. And when she was wrapping them up, she noticed that where his wee belly button should have been, there was a wee silver screw. Oh, she says, my God, I need to go to Edinburgh. Well, because she imagined, well, in Edinburgh, all kinds of strange things occur. And there must be dozens of people walking about Edinburgh with a belly button, you know, and a wee silver screw in its place, you know. However, she rushed through to Edinburgh on her own because she was a widow woman. And she made discreet inquiries in the middle of Princes Street. You know, got to say to people, excuse me, you happen to have a belly button. Unfortunately, as a result of these inquiries, she found that even in Edinburgh, there wasn't any day with a belly button. But when she was sending him to school, she always put a wee bit of sticking plaster. You know, so that even when he was getting PT, you know, the other ones wouldn't see it. You know, and they'd just say, oh, well, he's got his belly again. You know. The other ones just assumed that, well, his belly's accident prone. you know. Except members of the royal family and that kind of thing. You know, but anyway. However, you know, he got to the age of 18. And you know how it was at the age of 18. The biological urge took control of him. And he started to eat and drink and everything, you know. Normally that way, he took a punch at this bird. And, you know, they got married. So he's lying there on his wedding night, clays off, waiting on the lassie coming in. And she come in and she spotted it. Well, the minute she spotted it, the game's a bogey. You know, she started to giggle, and she giggled and giggled and giggled three times. Till she died, which, you know, wasn't a nice thing to do on his wedding night, you know. She could have waited. However, as a result of this, the chap developed the most terrible complex. Not only that, but it affected his mind. You know? Yeah, and he went to see doctors and ministers and priests. He went to Polis Office, you know. And, just when he was coming out the police office, he met this old gypsy woman who was coming out the police office at the same time. You know, and she, after looking, after taking his son and six, she looked in her crystal ball and she says, "Son, go ye forth into the forests of Kirkcupery. On the night of the first full moon, tear up your clothes, lie down the ground, and look up the moon." Well, it was the middle of November, you know. However, he was desperate, because picture yourself in the same predicament, you know. So he rushed away down, because it happened to be, it was that night, night of first full moon. So he got down there, mate, into a clearance, and, you know, he lay down after he'd stripped himself, he lay down in 4 feet of snow. And he lay there wriggling and writhing for 4.5 hours. Because as it happened, there was no moon, you know. You know, it gets in Kirkcupery, it was cloudy, you know. So he lay there wriggling and writhing, and I know he was writhing, because I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm writing." You know, and it was just about to give up hope. In fact, he turned to me and said, "I'm just about to give up hope." When suddenly a wee hole developed in the clouds, and through the solar came a moonbeam, right down onto his wee silver screw. Well, his wee silver screw sparkled, and all the forest lit up. He became very excited. He became even more excited when suddenly, dancing down this moonbeam, came a wee silver screwdriver. Right into his wee silver screw. The silver screw turned 19.5 times. And then screw and screwdriver went dancing up the moonbeam and behind the cloud out of sight. Well, it was overjoyed. He gave a shout for joy. And he stood up and his arse fell off. Glasgow's a very religious city, as you know. You just got to mention the subject and some religious-minded person bangs you in the head, you know. But London is a very political city. It's a similar situation. Just last week, I was down there singing along with Billy Connolly, a very well-known soft shoe shuffler. And Billy and I were walking along the Strand, having a normal conversation, you know. Bugger this one, bugger that one, you know. When suddenly 17 Polis jumped out of me, and 84 of them jumped in front of Billy, because he could fight, you know. And I said, "Wait a minute, what have we done, what have we done?" He says, "You said that the Prime Minister was a dirty, lying, cheating, swindling, pot-bellied, twatting incompetent." I said, "Wait a minute, you're more than one Prime Minister. You're Prime Minister of France, Prime Minister of Belgium, Prime..." He says, "Yes, but there's only one dirty, lying, cheating, swindling, swindling." Yeah. Weigh my handcuffs and my truncheon, my whistle and my boot, and the scourge of all the criminals, the terror. And the famous Glasgow policeman that you have ever seen. I was working on the hills, thinking Totty's making tweet. Some whiskey and some poaching to pajama on my brain. My cousin Bruno, they says to me, "Come on, we're wasting time. We'll train the Glasgow police force and put him to train." Nya 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 nya. One night home, I've been quite lonely by myself. I met a Glasgow lady, she was on her feet as well. She asked me for the time, I obliged her with a snout. Although I must confess the time she asked was very short. Now the Glasgow Polar Sports, it is acutely short the stop. If I tell to you the reason, it'll maybe make some of you laugh. Last night for breaking an empty shops up in the Gala Gate, they arrested seven criminals, one of them was my mate. They'll give them me another mate, he's one of the finest men. And he and me went out today, upon the 2 to 10. We scarcely left the station, when he threw away his butt. He says, lend me 20 caps and let, until the shops are shut. Now if ever you're in trouble, and you dial 999, and the operator tells you, you should try another line. The line to try is some of the pubs, the Scotia or the Bowers. Instead you're sure to find me lads, especially after us. Way my handcuffs and my truncheon, my whistle and my book, and the scourge of all the criminals, the terror of the crook. Upon my feet you'll always find a pair of size in tune, and the finest Glasgow polo suit that you have ever seen.
The next time you're in Berry, call into the Grapefruit Cafe for wonderful, freshly prepared gourmet food. Enjoy breakfasts, lunches and snacks in the private leafy courtyard with great tea, coffee and juices of your choice, all served by courteous and friendly staff. Yes, the Grapefruit Cafe with the 100-year-old grapefruit tree. It's right next door to the Berry Post Office. Open 7 days, and before leaving, check out the large range of unusual gifts through the archway in Neem Organics. You'll be delighted by the experience.
Indeed you will. And if you go on, just tell them Jock sent you. Yeah. Who knows? You might get a surprise. They won't bounce you. Well, that was Matt McGinn. I don't play very often on air. Actually, I think this is only about the third or fourth time I've played his stuff. But I'm beginning to like it. You had the Silver Screw, the Prime Minister, and the big Glasgow police, or polis, as you would say. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM, the host with the most on the coast. We're broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. Telephone number 4422 1700. 4422 1700. Now let's listen to Sheena.
When Jack McDougall presents his Scottish
program. Oh, that's not Sheena's voice. That's an Englishman.
Commons cry us, and they try to put us down, and it's hard to rear three bairns in a single fully box room. But I'll tack you on the road again when yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom. I'll tack you on the road again when yellow's on the broom. The scaldies cry us tinkler dirt and sconsoor wains in school. But who cares what the scaldy thinks, for a scaldy's just a fool. He's never heard the Orland sang, or seen the flax in bloom. For they're aye cooped up in hooses, when yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom. When yellow's on the broom, they're aye cooped up in hooses, when yellow's on the broom. Nae silver pegs or baskets now, so just stay alive, I've had to work at scaldy jobs from 9 o'clock to 5. But we canny man our mister, and we own the world's room, and we'll bid farewell to Brechin when yellow's on the broom, when yellow's on the broom, when yellow's on the broom, we'll bid farewell to Brechin when yellow's on the broom. And I'm weary for the springtime when we tack the road in smear to the plantin' and the perlin' and the berry fields o' Blair. When we meet up wi' our kinfolk, they are the country roon. When the gang aboot folk tack the road and yellow's on the broom, when yellow's on the broom, when yellow's on the broom, when the gang aboot folk tack the road and yellow's on the broom.